thank you for joining us after that, Kyle. You must be dead pleased with that result and performance so far as well.
Yeah, disciplined, good structure to us, and played with our heads for once. And you know, great goal to start off. But we're doing the right things in the right areas. You know, in wide areas, we're looking across the ball at every opportunity. But we're also getting up and down. You know, the two wide men today, Joel. Well, both Joels, I thought were excellent. Thought we looked solid. Thought Zach, Jordan, once he relaxed. And obviously Jason with his two goals, you know, magnificent. Bit of a Ronaldinho about the second one.
Are you having that second one? Because he hit it a bit hard for a cross, didn't he?
I really don't care.
You've scored a few like that.
I've scored better than that, yeah. But I don't care. Fact is, we've had loads where they've ended up in the back of our net, and so we'll take them when they come. Great goal, first goal, and obviously Steve Irwin's work rate for the second one was different class. For the third one was different class. So well pleased, really pleased for everybody's supporters were different. You know, superb today. We've given something to cheer about. You know, and it's something that we want to build on.
You mentioned the two Joels. Joel Senior, you moved up to right wing from right back. I thought he had a very good game. What was the major differences for you for this game in comparison to things like Blythe, where we did put in a good display, but we didn't really
just see a little bit more belief about us, a little bit more. You know, after. Yes, after Tuesday night, sorry. Just think there's that little bit of belief creeping in. I said to him, you know, at the end of the day, as a team, as a staff, we've all been on our knees over the past God knows how many weeks. But I felt something change at Handsworth, at Paramore, because the football gods, when they're not with you, games like that, even when we should have been comfortable, they can go against us, and they didn't. And obviously that transpired then into a 6-2 victory on the other night. It always gives you little bits to work on. And today I just feel as though we've kind of, I don't want to speak too soon, but hopefully turned a tiny little bit of a corner, or you know, got to a stage in the road where we can see around it.
Now we are still third bottom, but that win today is very much welcomed. It takes us into the FA Cup next weekend. Stockport camp, you've been here again watching us through here on Tuesday, but two very different formations and way we played. What are you going with on Saturday? Just to throw a curveball to Jim Gannon, do you want?
Possibly, we'll see. I watched them yesterday. What we've shown is that we've got a group of players who can be adaptable to whatever formation we see fit to play. I watched them yesterday, but they'll be different because we're probably going to have players coming back and players will be cup tied as we have. So we'll have to see what it's like come Thursday night, and then look to obviously prepare to try and get a positive result on Saturday.
And McCarthy came off with a pull or something. What are the injuries looking like going into Saturday?
Well, it's good to see Craig Linfield coming on for the last 10 minutes. We'll assess Connor and see how he is on Tuesday. Everyone else is round and about.
And you made a loan signing this week. Any more coming in, do you feel, at this stage? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple of lads that we're looking to recruit. If we can do that, you know, they're of the right type. And, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Well, Carl, congratulations today, and thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Ben.